The rest of the story. Larry Zachary's heart was still beating. Yet in virtually every other sense of the term living, his life was over. After 8 days in a coma, following that terrible automobile accident, he had awakened, but little else. He could not walk. He could not talk. The most optimistic medical prognoses precluded his ever doing either very well. Larry's shattered pelvis and broken ribs and punctured lung would mend. His extensively damaged brain, it appeared, would not. Wife Julie will never forget the day she walked into her husband's hospital room, found him sitting in a chair, his tongue hanging out one side of his mouth, his body slumped to one side, and she'll never forget praying, "Please God, if he's going to be like this, just let him die." But this is the rest of the story. Weeks went by. Larry Zachary's neurological condition improved to a point. Still, he remained confused, disoriented. He would try to talk, but could not be understood. His day-to-day memory was utterly unreliable. His ability to process information was equally inhibited. His balance and coordination were perhaps most gravely impaired for even the simplest physical tasks. Clapping his hands, lifting an object from one surface to another, inserting a one-inch peg into a one-inch hole, basic skills that most of us take for granted, completely confounded him. But deep down, beneath the wreckage of the man he once was, Larry Zachary desired one thing in spite of all that had happened and all that he had lost. He had retained one passion: to return to his old job. Family, friends, and physicians tenderly tried to persuade Larry that he was lucky to be alive. Someday they hoped he'd be able to go home, even though once there he'd probably require 24-hour care. But there was one doctor who did not give up on Larry Zachary. A microsurgeon who had seen enough of the human nervous system up close to have faith in its power to heal itself with enough encouragement. And that doctor, in his estimation of Larry Zachary's potential for recovery, that doctor was right. You see, Larry, who nearly lost his life at a Chicago intersection barely 4 years ago, is now 39, and he is back at his old job, and more. He is performing his old job with his old skills fully restored. Larry's speech is still just a little bit slurred, and yet his cherished profession demands action, not talk. And what elegant, delicate, precise action at that. For you see, the one doctor who never gave up on Larry Zachary, the brilliant microplastic surgeon who saw the silver lining in the cloud that Larry's life had become, that doctor was Larry Zachary himself. That's right. Dr. Larry Zachary. It has now been about a year, and everyone, from scrub nurses to surgical patients at the University of Chicago Medical Center, have been marveling at the skill, at the deftness, at the dexterity of this incomparable surgeon. And many or most of the admiring never knew until this instant the rest of the story.